What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
Alrighty, on this installment of What's Cooking, thanks to the Auckland Art Gallery, we have Nat from There's a Tuesday.
Kia ora.
Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
How are you feeling? You feeling good? We've got a beer in our hands, the new BFM, Beer FM, as they say. And do you like the taste?
Man, it tastes so good, eh?
Yeah, I'm going to open mine up, Matt.
I'd pay good money for one, I think.
Yeah, I reckon.
Pretty yummy.
You can pre-order them right now.
Sick.
Hell yeah. So There's a Tuesday. How's your guys' sort of summer been? You've been gigging a lot and playing shows?
Yeah, we've been gigging a bit, but mainly just working on our upcoming projects. We've been spending heaps of time in the studio.
Cool.
Really just getting everything done, which has been exciting. Yeah.
Mate, and do you guys have a sort of upcoming album EP coming out very soon?
We have a single coming out very soon.
It's very soon. Oh, wicked.
Yeah.
And then is there more work coming after that, or are you just sort of focusing on that?
Yeah, couple singles and then a bigger project.
Oh, awesome.
Good. Yeah.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about There's a Tuesday. How long have you guys been sort of an item for?
Yeah. Well, Minnie and I, who is the other front woman, singer and guitarist, we met actually at our drummer's birthday party. His name's Gus, in like year 11, and it was like one of those kind of awkward year 11 parties where like you don't really know anyone and you've like snuck in, you're scrumpy and you're kind of just like trying to talk to anyone who would talk to you kind of thing. And she was like, I play guitar. And I was like, oh, mean, I play the guitar. And we were like, well, we should do exactly that together. And I was like, yep, sounds epic. So we met up, did a rock quest at like high school music comp.
Wow.
And that went really well, so we just kind of continued, and then our bass player Joel hopped in on board, and then we were a duo, which felt pretty cool, but felt even cooler when we had the boys come in. And we have just been touring around for the last few years, signed to Olive Records
cool
for a bit, Benny's label, and then released some stuff with them, and now I'm just working on the
On the new stuff. Wicked. You've picked some songs for us to play. What do we want to jump into first? What do you like?
Maybe the Adrian Linker one.
Oh yeah, cool. Donut Scene.
Yeah.
Fantastic. How do you just like listening to the song, or this has been a song you've listened to, I know, heaps, or it's influenced your writing or anything?
Yeah, it's on like Adrian Linker has just put out a new album, and it's like the best thing I've ever heard. So I've been listening to it every day on my way to work, and I reckon this is my favorite track from the album.
Awesome. Well, this is Donut Scene by Adrian Linker.
Ever since the day we met, I loved you and I don't regret the way we'd pass the time. Drinking coffee, drinking wine, know my heart has holes in it, and there you were exposing it, how I would lose my mind, to get lost only to find. This whole world is dying. Don't it seem like a good time for swimming before all the water disappears? You came in like some good things do, out of nowhere, dream come true, and showed me things I never knew what it means to walk that line. And like a moth into the sun, I flew in front of everyone and burned up in the flame. Now it's pouring acid rain, and this whole world is dying. Don't it seem like a good time for swimming before all disappears now? past the years.
That's right, a nice, beautiful track by Adrienne Linker. If you're just tuning in, we have Nat from There's a Tuesday having a chat to us, picking a few tracks, excuse me, and we're enjoying our nice Beer FM lager, which you can pre-order now on halitau.com.
So and good.
So good. It's like hints of citrus I'm getting. I don't know, I'm not much of a beer connoisseur, I would say, but yeah. So There's a Tuesday. Who writes the songs? Are you sort of the main songwriter, or is it quite collaborative?
No, yeah, we all write the songs. Process, like, for the last while has been either Minnie and I will write something separately, bring it to the band, and then the boys will write their parts, the bass line, the drums, and then it kind of comes all together when us four are in the room. But yeah, I'd say like on our last project, like Minnie like initially started writing half of them and I initially started writing the other half, but they've been made to sound super, super cool when the boys come and add their magic. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. And are you guys working sort of on your own, or do you have a producer that you work with as well?
We have like, we've worked with a bunch of super talented, amazing producers, and they've all been great, but we're just like such a homebody to, can you be a homebody to a person? I don't know. I feel like we are, if that's a thing.
Yeah,
but,
why not?
Our friend Will, who lives in Christchurch, he is an artist as well. His artist name's Goodwill, but he just really gets us and produced everything we've ever released apart from two songs, I think. So cool. We've been working with him on our new stuff, and yeah, he's a legend.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Great. Now we've got some other tracks here. What should we hop into next?
Maybe, what do I have next on there?
You've got a bit of, you got Bleeding Star.
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, the Bleeding Star?
Yeah.
And you just another one you listen to on the way to work?
Yeah, these guys are a Wellington band, and I just think they're going to be the next big thing, eh? They're so epic.
Awesome.
Love them.
All right. February by Bleeding Star.
Don't pay for my train away. I should have stayed another night. Everything will be okay. So things matter, so you say. Should've stayed another.
Shooting Star with their track February. And Nat, you were saying that they opened for you when you guys did a show down in Wellington one time. Was that?
Yeah, on our last tour in Wellington, they opened for us, and we were like, "Oh, who should we get to open in Wellington?" And then all our mates were like, "Oh, like this band Cirque," and we're like, "Cool, cool, cool. Yeah, they look awesome." Female drummer sold it to me. I was like, "That's so steady."
Yeah.
And then, they were playing at soundcheck, and I was like, "Oh, frick, like they're way better than us." Like, but yeah, they're legends. And one of the members very sadly passed away about a month ago due to cancer. So there's a festival that's been organised to raise money for the family that's happening this weekend in Wellington. So
Wicked. If
you're there, you should come along. Yeah, we're playing, Bleeding Star's playing, Daffodils, Legends are playing, First Reserve, a bunch of really cool New Zealand acts.
Yeah.
It'll be a really beautiful day.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Holy heck. That'll be, yeah. Hopefully the weather, it's not, I think the rainy weather's coming tomorrow and Friday, and then the weekend's going to be great.
Yeah,
so
hopefully holds off, eh?
Yeah, I reckon it'll be sweet. It'll be sweet. All right. What's one of these other songs that you've picked for us? You got a bit of Little Sims?
Yeah.
You like Little Sims?
Man, I am the biggest fan, eh?
Yeah.
I've somehow managed to do my music degree with like writing two of the assignments based on Little Sims. Like I managed to just kind of like sneak it in there, eh?
Hell yeah. she's quite a good rapper, eh?
Oh,
yeah.
She's so good, eh? And like it's one of those things like our music sounds nothing like it. Like I can't rap to save myself. Minnie's pretty sick though, but
yeah,
I'm just like so.
There's
so,
no
so
rap
bad.
Saying this next single's not rap or anything.
Like,
no.
Yeah, I hate to be a letdown, but
no,
you couldn't pay me enough, eh? But I am obsessed, and Minnie showed me her one day, and I was just like, far out. Like her lyrics, her like everything, it's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was watching her do a cover on Triple J, Feel Good, Ink by Gorillaz,
yes.
And she's like playing the bass and rapping at the
she's
same time.
Oh, sick, eh?
Oh my God. I was like, wow, that takes a lot of skill.
Yeah, totally.
Just do the articulation to do that.
Yeah.
Crazy. All right, Fever by Little Sims.
He say, mamacita, very nice to meet ya. See you is a leader, can I take you deeper? Oh, you give me fever. I'm in Sao Paulo with me and my friend. She's a 10, eyes a 10. Shut down the city, won't see us again. I'm the realest, I cannot pretend. Counting my money, I know how to spend. Might I apologize if I offend? Tenho todas as sims preparado, sempre pronta pra chegar. Eles me veem no palco, esse álbum que eu deixo. International Simbi, de Londres a São Paulo. Onde quer que eu vá, eu faço da cidade um meu lugar. He say, mamacita, very nice to meet ya. See you is a leader, can I take you deeper? Oh, you give me fever. I'm out in Rio with me and my dogs. Test driving all of these different cars. Don't need to say, you know who we are. Can you believe that we made it this far? Still the same me that I've been from the start. Know what I bring, I've been playing my part.
That is Fever by Little Sims. If you're just tuning in, we have Nat from There's a Tuesday in the studio with us having a few chats. They're doing a gig this weekend. Do you guys have any other gigs planned for the near future?
Yeah. We've actually just announced a New Zealand and Australia tour, which
Whoa.
Is pretty exciting.
Massive.
Hey? Yeah.
Have you guys played in Australia before?
We went on tour with Benny and Meraki, playing in Sydney and a couple other spots. Oh, we went there for South by Southwest last year, which was sick. Yeah.
Cool.
But haven't done like a proper like hitting all the cities kind of thing. So we're pretty stoked. But yeah, this next song that I've actually picked to play is by this band called Kitchen Boy.
Yeah.
Who are these like really steezy Aussie dudes, and we're doing like a joint tour with them, which
awesome.
Will be super sick. So basically, like, we'll headline, say, the New Zealand ones, and then they'll headline the Australia ones, and we're, like, opening for each other
kind
of thing, which would be sick.
Yeah.
But
How did you get in touch with them? You've met them sort of before, or?
Yeah, we'd heard of them and like we followed each other on Instagram, and they were like seemed like really cool guys. And then a manager said their booking agent or manager reached out, and then we were keen and they were keen, and we were like, oh, we should just like collab and do this together. Yeah, yeah, which is super exciting. But they're really, really cool, dancey kind of indie music, 100%. Which is cool. Yeah,
awesome. And you've picked this track, Charlie Don't Party.
Yeah,
awesome. So well, we'll give it a play,
mate.
That's Charlie Don't Party by Kitchen Boy, who are opening for you guys, and you're opening for them in Aussie, which will be awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, you've got a show in a couple weeks here in Auckland at the Turning Fork.
Yes.
Where can people get tickets for that?
Tickets you can get from either our Instagram bio or Facebook, or even if you just search up, there's a Tuesday.
Yep.
Kitchen Boy Tuning Fork Show. I'm sure some Mosh Ticks link will
awesome
pop up. Yeah.
And what cities are you hitting in New Zealand?
Auckland, Wellie, and Christchurch.
Cool.
What we're doing in New Zealand. Yeah.
Nice spread.
Yeah.
Nice spread. And then where in Aussie are you guys going?
Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane. I think that's it.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
The big cities.
The big cities. Yeah. City 11.
Oh,
yeah.
Great. We have just enough time quickly for another song, but we're going to do a There's a Tuesday song just to finish it off.
Love these guys.
Yeah, love them. They're great. Two Amy's the name of the song. This is from your EP a couple years ago. Yeah, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, no worries. And all the best.
Thanks.
Yeah. All right. This is Two Amy by There's a Tuesday. You're on BFM.
Were you red then?
maybe I could do it. Like sitting on an airplane and not gasping for air in the aisle while you were looking the other way. I felt like I was dying and I might have if you're any further away. I don't wanna leave the city. I always struggle sleeping in a hotel.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.